I'm thinking about Ireland today. Maybe it's because it's springtime in the south. A little overcast, a little chilly, lots of rain. That reminds me of Ireland. And I'm thinking about the castles I would see and the walls that were around the castles. Of course, those castles are very old now and the walls are crumbling. But many of the walls are still strong. And the walls would keep out intruders and would discern who was enemy or friend at the gate. If a friend approached the gate, they were welcomed in. They were part of the ecosystem of that castle and of that village. And if they were an enemy, they were kept out. The walls would keep them out. The gates would keep them out. And probably the guards. That is how those cities and those castles stayed alive. And I was thinking about what that meant for my life. What is the wall that I have? What is the gate? What is the filter I have to discern who or what is good for me and what is not meant for me? Maybe not aligned or not the right time or not the right fit. Or what happens when I discern that something's just off about somebody or something, and I can't necessarily articulate that, but I just know inside. That's my intuition. My intuition is my wall, is my gate, is my filter, is my sifter. How strong is my wall? How healthy is my intuition? Not so that I can keep out love or keep out goodness or guard myself from the world, but so that I can discern what comes into my life, whether it be what kind of food I eat or what kind of humans I hang out with, what I watch, what I read, what I engage in, what comes through my mind, what do I dwell on? That is what I'm interested in with my intuition. Not only does it enrich my life to have a healthy intuition, it could save my life and give me a much more thriving life in business, in relationships, in my parenting, in my nutrition. My intuition filters for me, just like my body has kidneys to filter and keep my body healthy. My kidneys need to be healthy in order to do their job. My intuition needs to be healthy. And I need to listen to her, honor her, and keep that beautiful filter in my life free from build up, from self-doubt, from betrayal, self-betrayal, so that I can have a thriving and healthy life.